From beautiful music to soothing soundtracks to magical pop, it's time to chill out in the stressful 2020s. It's not your grandfather's easy listening show, it's Gentle on My Mind with the mighty mellow DJ Fred from Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she's gone away, I wonder this time she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she's gone away, I know ought to leave this young thing alone, but there ain't no sunshine when she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she's gone away, I know. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she's gone away, anytime she's gone away, anytime she's gone away.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a king. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archer split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on a breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned-out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceship flying in the yellow space of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying around the chosen one. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
From a privately released LP by Mike and Debbie Young of Cara Company, that was Ain't No Sunshine and After the Gold Rush. Before that, we heard The Living Guitars with Guitar Serenade. I'm DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
A little boat. I called it life. Once I went out and never came back. All of a sudden, there was a big wind and waves like mountains. Many things raced through my mind. And in the lonely chanting of the sea, I heard the echoes of eternity. And in the fantasy of cloud and sky, I saw the one who lives while all things die, and I was swallowed by the sea and lost in the deep and washed up on the shore. Thank you. When I awakened, the storm was over and the sea was calm. It was strange and wonderful, like seeing the world and seeing through the world. And when I told the people in the village that I went out and never came back, they all laughed and called me the wanderer. And I laughed with them. They didn't know. They were the wanderers. And so I found my way and found my home on Eden's Island, where the wind has been telling the truth forever and ever and ever.
Jeremy Lubbock with Hazy Days, perfect song for August. And before that, some seminal work from Eden Abes. We heard Lamar and Eden's Island. Hopefully you found your island of quiet here on Gentle on My Mind.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Most fish in the oceans don't do anything to protect their offspring. They release their eggs, then move on. So most of the eggs get eaten, and most of the fish that hatch get eaten as well. So the few species that do protect their young have an advantage. In fact, other fish sometimes try to profit from that protection by sneaking their own eggs into the nest. So their kiddos get free babysitting from the other parents. Researchers recently studied this behavior in damselfish living on coral reefs in the Philippines. There are hundreds of species of damselfish, most of them small and colorful. Only a handful of species actually cares for its young, though. The parents chase away predators. They also allow the hatchlings to eat mucus from their skin, which helps them grow quickly without leaving the safety of the nest to feed. The research team compared DNA samples from hundreds of fish, both adults and hatchlings, from 40 different broods. They found that the offspring didn't always match the parents. Some of the interlopers were members of the same species as the parents that maintained the brood, but some were of completely different species of damselfish. The research team suggested a couple of possible explanations. Some of the non-matching fish might have drifted over from other nests, but most of them probably hatched from eggs laid in the same nests by species that don't protect their young. So those parents were getting some free babysitting for their newborns. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
turn on to the easy tempo with Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow, DJ Fred.
This is Bird Note. In summer, the grasslands of southern Saskatchewan resound with birdsong. Meadowlarks and bobolinks combine their voices in a rich, ringing chorus. Through these grasslands flows the Frenchman River, twisting and looping again and again, sinuously, mile after mile, the epitome of a meandering river. The river's flow creates its own music. It was meltwater at the end of the last glaciation, some 10,000 years ago, that carved the Frenchman River into the earth. Water from melting glaciers also laid down the soil that nurtures the grasslands. Today, the southern reaches of the river lie within Grasslands National Park, Canada's premier park devoted to preserving this unique ecosystem. As the river meanders, it blends its music with that of the birds. The soundscapes featured in today's show were recorded by Gordon Hempton and provided courtesy of QuietPlanet.com. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
And welcome back to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. It's time for the Conniff Connection.
The other day.
Two selections from the Ray Conniff Singers. That was Winds of Change. And of course, we started off with the very well-known Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
Thank you.
two pieces from the world music, new age, and smooth jazz band Shadowfax. We heard Angel's Flight and Hummingbird Dance. Well, I am the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You can join us on Facebook. Just search for the group Gentle on My Mind.
I recently joined the ranks of beekeepers, and I'm looking forward to a good honey harvest this month. But honeybees represent a lot more than just a source of honey. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The importance of honeybees extends far beyond their production of honey and beeswax. And if we look at the value of a colony, we estimate that its contributions are 30 to 40 times in pollination value what they would ever produce in honey or wax.
Entomologist Rick Fell.
There are a number of crops that are dependent upon bees for pollination. And many of the common fruits and vegetables you consume, for example, apples. Apple trees, in general, require insect pollination. And, of course, bees are the major pollinator. Not only honeybees, but other bee species as well. Almonds, which is a tremendous high-value crop in California, is dependent upon bees for pollination. There are a number of other bee species that provide pollination benefits. We've looked at other bee species and found that they contribute quite a bit to pollination. However, the advantage of the honeybee is one that we can keep them in colonies, we can manage them, and we can move colonies to locations where they're needed. It's much more difficult to try and do that sort of thing with other bee species. So the ability to move, say, colonies into an almond orchard, leave those colonies in the orchard during the pollination period, and then remove them provides a tremendous advantage for the grower. Very few large growers in particular have their own bee colonies. Mostly what they do is they arrange with beekeepers, set up a contract to bring in colonies during the pollination period. So they'll call a beekeeper, say, I need 100 colonies. The beekeeper brings in those colonies, distributes them in the orchard, and then at the end of the bloom, the beekeeper removes those colonies.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Tomorrow, as if I you will have sorrow. the pot of hope.
some music from one of my very favorite composers, Sven Liebeck, Norwegian-Australian. Beautiful music from the Nickel Queen soundtrack. We heard Look Every Day, Take Without Giving, and Jenny Blake. I think that's pretty good music to cruise on out with. Some more music by Sven Liebeck from the Nickel Queen LP. Until next time, remember, be gentle of spirit, be gentle of speech, be gentle on your mind.
Just wanna be with you now. Go anywhere with you now. Take me, please do take me. Just wanna be with you now. Go anywhere with you now. Hold me, love, hold me.
Choo!